Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
That was an odd thing for him to say, like, because you can't measure, how are you going to measure something like that? You can't measure whether or not you care more than the fans. Like, in theory, Miles is looking at the amount of hours and sweat equity that he puts into it, which, yes, does, it overtakes somebody that has put 35 years into this just because of the amount of hours that he's putting in, day out, to try to work on his craft, etc. But, like, it's just, you're never gonna win that battle. It seems like an odd hill for him to go down.
Players don't, listen, I can't identify with Jimmy Haslam. I can't. There's nothing, like, me and Jimmy are just completely different men. When mm-hmm. it comes to Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, they've made their whole persona unrelatable because, well, we're strategic, we're thought partners, we're this, that, and the other. The only thing we have to relate to in this town is the players. And so when you get into a,
which really
contest,
aren't at the heart of it, aren't that relatable if we're being honest about it.
No, I don't. I mean, I think that's a very fair point. But I just think in the moment, like Henry on Twitter said, wanting a player to give you his feelings, then going on a rant that feels like it has nothing to do with what Miles said. If you didn't hear what I heard when Miles said what he said, that's fine. I do want players to be authentic because I think it's much more worthy of being ripped when they're inauthentic than that. That doesn't mean that when they say something I disagree with, I'm just going to be like, well, he said what he feels, so I guess I'm just checking out on this one.
So to me, and this is where I think we do come aboard the same ship here, is the idea that this shouldn't be, and maybe sometimes they always position it this way in this franchise, at least under Haslam, it shouldn't be us versus them in any sort of capacity of this.
Yeah.
They should all be one big group getting together to be like, yeah, right now it's miserable and we're all in this miserable suck fest together, but hey, like, we're all in it together, not trying to figure out who's got it worse. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, if I'm poor and you're poor, we don't have to, like, pull up the check balances accounts to be like, oh, wait, I have $37 in my account and you have $24. Like, we're both poor at that point. It just doesn't make any sense to me. We can all be frustrated. At that point, it should be like a band of brothers type moment instead of being like, well, we're more frustrated because we put more hours in any given week on this than you do.
Now, specific to Joe Flacco beating Pittsburgh last night, mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin's worst fear coming true. By the way, is he just bad at facing Joe Flacco or is he just bad on Thursday Night Football? We'll never know.
Well, I think it's more Thursday Night Football. Flacco's now, what, 7-1 against Tomlin on Thursday Night Football games. He's 12-11. In his career against Tomlin. I'm going to go with the Thursday Night Football thing.
I agree.
Short rest, something with Tomlin and Thursday Night Football has never worked. He's great off of a bye, as we saw. He's absolutely miserable on a short week, and you saw it last night.
Now, that being said, we did hear, obviously, Mike had his comments about Andrew Berry last week.
No questions, by the way. No questions by the Steelers reporter after that game. None of them asked anything about Andrew Berry.
Probably should have. Feels like a little dereliction of the duty there.
You'd think it'd be something that would be asked.
Now, there were plenty of questions of Kevin Stefanski today about how he felt seeing what Joe Flacco did yesterday. And I take Kevin at his word on this one about whether he watched Thursday Night Football or not.
Watched Joe Flacco and the Bengals?
I did not, no. I'm definitely asleep on Thursday nights.
How he did? Into the way.
Yeah, obviously, as you know, you're always rooting for all of your friends around the league, and that really happens on a lot of teams, but really mostly focused on our team and what we got in front of us.
All right, I'm very torn between feeling empathetic for Kevin Stefanski, who I don't think wanted to trade Joe Flacco, and also being mad at Kevin Stefanski, who turned Joe Flacco into check down Charlie for four games mm-hmm. and basically made Joe cross-eyed by just being like, oh, hey, just don't turn the ball over and we'll be fine, which turned out to not be true.
So we can all just get on the same page, though. Stefanski, he lied to us there, right? He watched it. He just didn't want to say anything
yes.
about it.
Yes, yes. Probably with a scotch. Probably with like maybe like ooh. One of the old timey cigarette, you know, with like the cigarette extenders
drinking on
or whatever.
A Thursday. What is he, Don Draper?
I mean, Mad Men is great, by the way. However, I imagine maybe in a quiet room.
I also
room.
Don't think it's, I don't get scotch vibes with Stefanski at all.
Well, what do you think? IPA?
Something that would piss me off.
IPA?
Something that would, no, IPAs don't make me mad. That's not it. Even though, you know, I'm a domestic light and cold guy. I'm thinking more of like, a vodka with like a splat, you know, like the Mio drinks, the Mio squirt yeah. drinks, like vodka with like a splash of like the Mio squirt drinks to give a little flavor. And then he kind of like mixes it around and is like, I'm set for the night because that would piss me off.
I don't think
also
that's
sounds
great.
A little delicious if you're an alcoholic, but
so
neither here nor there.
I'm very much torn on who gets more blame. Cause I just want to make sure Stefanski and Barry get,
they're
their
both
just
gonna get
blame.
Their blame there. And I honestly, in a weird way, it felt like more people are going harder on Barry than they are Stefanski because you just look at the lack of talent that is on this Browns roster. But I've said it once, and this is going to be my theme now for a little bit, so I hope everyone's, you know, going to get used to it. If Andrew Berry's job was to put a non-competitive football team on the field, guess what? He actually is doing his job. If the goal of this year is to not have a high draft pick, to lose a lot of games, and just to pretend like you're trying, guess what? They're accomplishing that in spades. But Stefanski, using what is basically turned out to be the same idea,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
That Zach Taylor had last night was not nearly as effective as what Zach Taylor and the Bengals were. And I think Kevin Stefanski's got to own this one in a way that I'm not going to put it on Andrew Berry.
It's just never great. It really is never great when Zach Taylor outcoaches you. All right, that's like one of the key signs. Zach Taylor, who is like the new Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy in Green Bay. And this, we've got to go back to Green Bay first before we go to Dallas, was just consistently derided by the media, that he should just be fired, that he was holding mm-hmm. back Aaron Rodgers. They don't do that to any NFL coaches. It takes a special class, the right situation, to get denigrated in that way.
Well, they were sub 500 in the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers.
And that, well, no, fair. I'm
that
not
was,
saying
that
it was
tough.
Unfair.
That was tough for McCarthy.
But the same thing, that somehow bleeds over to Zach Taylor as if he's like Gomer Pyle, and you know.
So what was his game plan last night, though? Zach Taylor had Flacco throw the ball 47 times, mm-hmm. and then Brown, who had 100 yards rushing at the half, finished with 11 carries.
Mm-hmm.
That did seem very similar to the same game plan that Stefanski had the week prior.
Oh, no, it's not a no, because he was actually, Joe was actually allowed
Brown
to throw down
Brown
the field.
Was effective, and well, that's the difference. And that's where I think people need to take more notice in getting on Stefanski in this conversation, is that people looked at what happened with Flacco, and they thought somehow what Flacco did was the same thing that what Stefanski was trying to do against the Steelers, and that's where it was night and day difference. Because Flacco wasn't wearing those golden handcuffs that we've talked about previously.
Yeah, and I think that's like, it is fair to say there he's throwing to Ja'Marr Chase, there he's throwing to T. Higgins. That in and of itself is a huge difference from Jerry Jeudy, Isaiah Bond, and 30-year-old left tackle looking David Njoku. Fair enough. But it's also the difference in what he was being asked to do. Now, I'll continue to go back to, I don't think Kevin was ever going to go back to Joe and then be like, okay, now you can throw down the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it would have been nice to have that opportunity. I think this is where, like, the one thing that I called out that actually agreed with Tomlin, two Tuesdays ago, I didn't like doing an in-division trade. I didn't like trading Joe Flacco in case you needed him at some point.
Yeah.
it's pretty alarming how quickly you get to be proven right when you just criticize the Browns for the dumb thing they do.
Well, just think about it. Like, what made Flacco special 2 years ago was the same thing you saw last night, and that is just throwing the ball up deep. I mean, and it was not just Chase and Higgins. It was your guy number 80. What's his name? Iosiva? What's his name?
Yoshivash?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, like, just he had that one pass that was like 45 yards in the air, and 80 looked up and grabbed it as if that was like, it was put in his breadbasket. Mm-hmm. Like, it was consistently stuff like that. Yeah, yes, he targeted Jamar Chase a ton. 23 targets in that game. He targeted him a ton, and it was shocking that the Steelers just never figured it out. But you let Joe cook. That was the point.
Who? Oh, wait. I'm sorry, but was that another thing that we got made fun of for in the station, or is that also revisionist history? 216-474-0092. Who do you blame for Flacco's Cincy success more, Stefanski or Barry? Let's go to Kyle in Kent. Welcome to the show, Kyle in Kent.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm taking a different kind of stance on this. We've been in with Harvard and Penn State and Jonah Hill, and I feel like we're back to I'm your guys' age, right? Like, you know, my father passed too, but my first game ever was at Muni Lot, and I was, you know, 6 years old or at Municipal Stadium, but and that's when I like came to earth, like in, you know, a trot, eyeball to eyeball, you know what I'm talking about? But just we've been hearing thought partners and data points, but I want them to hear Walter Sobchak. What I heard today is he's cracking, dude. They are all cracking, right? Like, do you not feel like, and it's exciting. And this is because this is all we know for fun and excitement. Like in Dumb and Dumber, when the guy, they're waiting for him to eat the burger, and like we're just waiting for it to blow up, and we're here, we're on it. There's no more nonsensical data point talk. No, it's that chant Cincinnati gave, like the best. Four games I had in my life, five games was Joe Flacco, and he's going to do six games and win a playoff game, and work's going to be erased, and it's going to be – I love the zoo, guys. I love you guys, too, and let's enjoy the spoils here.
Kyle, we appreciate you. I like the idea of hey, let's just lean into how bad they're going to be. I will say, because I know Kyle's being playful – I am not going to be cynical. I can be cynical about Barry and Stefanski, but it's not going to turn me cynical on the thing. I'm still going to try and remain hopeful as a fan, even as I don't trust them, because you don't have any other choice.
Yeah, but this does hurt your hope. I mean, listen, I'd love to look at it glass half full, but you watch a game like last night and see what Flacco could do, and you just think, like, this wasn't 7 weeks later. This wasn't 10 weeks. It wasn't 2 years later. This was 10 days later. Happened so quick. Joe Flacco looked like he was 30 years old again last night. We didn't get any of that, Joe, this year.
Who do you blame more for Flacco's Cincy success, Stefanski or Barry? More from you guys, 216-474-0092. And lessons for the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.